Command number 69. Remain gratefully aware of your spiritual need. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 5:3. There are many firsts in the gospel story. The first disciples called, the first command, the first sermon, the first follow me, etc. We have noted some of these as we have progressed through the commands. One of the most instructive such firsts occurs in Matthew 5:3. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. These are Jesus' first New Testament words of teaching as he opens what we call the Sermon on the Mount with the Beatitudes. And this is the first Beatitude. Obviously, then, something of major importance is here. Why does Jesus begin his teaching of what comprises a life of righteousness with blessed are the poor in spirit? What does it mean to be poor in spirit? The words are familiar, yet hazily understood. We might assume it to refer to spiritual poverty. In other words, an unspiritual man or woman. But then why would such a one be called blessed and happy? It is only those who are rightly related to God, truly spiritual men and women, who know the greatest joy of life. Being rightly related to God begins in understanding who God is and who I am. He is everything. I am nothing. He is the Creator. I am the created. He is the potter. I am the clay. My very life depends on him each moment. He holds my every breath in the palm of his hand. My need and dependency upon God is total. This is the foundation of spirituality, humbly recognizing my need of God. In and of myself, I am utterly impoverished, naked and alone before the universe, powerless even to control the next beat of my heart and surge of my lungs. Yet in that state, God loves me and sustains me. He not only gives me life, he desires relationship and friendship with me. He lavishes goodness upon me. Thus, in my impoverishment, I am not destitute. I am wealthy and blessed beyond comprehension. The very life of God, the kingdom of heaven itself, is mine, if I will take it. Thus, the great dichotomy of the spiritual life. In ourselves, we are spiritually poor, but in God, we are spiritually rich. Keeping this essential equation of life constantly before us is indeed the key to happiness. Blessed are we indeed because we are poor in spirit, and it is those who recognize this relational equation between Creator and created who are most blessed of all. Not only are they blessed, Jesus concludes the Beatitudes by saying, "Rejoice and be glad." In other words, blessed are those who are humble, who know who they are before God, and who recognize their spiritual need. Be thankful if you are such a one. Be grateful that you are spiritually poor, because in God you are so spiritually rich that the kingdom of heaven is yours. The following excerpt is from Brother Lawrence by Nicholas Herman, from The Practice of the Presence of God, number 14, in 1685. The presence of God, in my opinion, contains the whole spiritual life. There is not in the world a kind of life more sweet and delightful than that of a continual conversation with God. Those only can comprehend it who practice and experience it. Yet I do not advise you to do it from that motive. It is not pleasure which we ought to seek in this exercise, but let us do it from a principle of love, and because God would have us. Were I a preacher, I should above all other things preach the practice of the presence of God. And were I a director, I should advise all the world to it, so necessary do I think it, and so easy too. Ah, knew we but the want we have of the grace and assistance of God, we should never lose sight of Him. No, not for a moment. God, bring to my remembrance this day the command of Jesus to remain gratefully aware of my spiritual need. Remind me of my spiritual need, a recognition of my need of You. Poorness of spirit and the humble self-awareness before You that accompanies it is the very doorway into the kingdom of heaven. May I walk through that door anew every day, knowing who I am because I am Yours. I am grateful for my need, because in that need is my childship born. Thus, Heavenly Father, may I be an instrument in my small corner of the world for the ultimate salvation of mankind. Amen. From the Commands by Michael Phillips. Read by Michael Kimball. More information on this and similar writings may be found at fatheroftheinklings.com. Visit Amazon to purchase The Commands and other books by Michael Phillips.